בוקר טוב וחודש טוב. דוד המלך, teach us in תהילים, זה first paragraph. יראו ישרים וישמחו וכל עוולה קפצה פיה. מי חכם וישמור אלה ויתבוננו חסדי השם. Who is a smart person would know to save the special gift what הקדוש ברוך הוא gift to him. Person would have in his life perspective of התבוננות. Again, מי חכם וישמור אלה ויתבוננו חסדי השם. What is mean perspective of התבוננות? In Hebrew we have three other similar word to the word התבוננו. לראות, להביט, and להסתכל. לראות in Hebrew is mean to find something new. להביט in Hebrew is to continue to watch what we find. The pasuk say in the second paragraph, ראה השם והביטה. קדוש ברוך הוא, please come see what going and continue to watch what you find. ראה השם והביטה. להסתכל in Hebrew is mean to see the details. The Mishnah say in Masechet Avot, in the third paragraph, Akavya ben Mahalel אומר, הסתכל בשלושה דברים ואין אתה בא לידי עבירה. When we look on the details, we not arrive to any sin. להתבונן in Hebrew is mean to combine the details with the big picture. So David HaMelech teaches in Tehillim, who is a smart person would know to save the special gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. Person would have in his life perspective of התבוננות. He not deal only with details, he not deal only with big picture, in order to combine everything together. And why is so necessary? Because every time when Hashem, anybody, give us gift, the first reaction, and most of the time only one reaction, is we say thank you. Sometimes the thank you is much bigger, but this is what we say, and many times we feel we do the right. But it's not enough. We need to do something else. But many times we forget to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they give us the knowledge to save the special gift what He gave us. To know lishmor, to save the gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. Because in the same way how He give, He also what? Can take. And in the history, people see this clearly. Personally, and also what happened to our nation. It's come David HaMelech and say, מי חכם וישמור אלה. מי חכם וישמור. Who is a smart person? What know not only to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also to save the special gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. Person what have in his life perspective of והתבוננו. התבוננות. והתבוננו חסדי השם. To combine the details with the big picture. In this way, it's more easy for us to save the gift. The day in the week, what we have this kind of knowledge, more for many other days, is obviously Shabbat. Because all the day we have list, what we need to do, what we do, what we'll do tomorrow. Shabbat, we stop to use the list, and also we look at the big picture. And this is the reason why every special gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, He gives the gift in Shabbat, and if it happens not in Shabbat, He gives name Shabbat to the day. Very interesting. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us gift, very special gift, in the middle of the week. But He gives the name of this special day in the middle of the week, Shabbat. For example, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim takes place Thursday. There's no question. Shabbos HaGadol when we take the lamb and we connect this to the bed, and we take the God of Egypt, and big miracle happen, they never do to us anything. This happened in Shabbat. Yud Benisan. We leave Egypt in Tedvav Benisan. It was Thursday. But what's the name of this day in the Torah? Shabbat. Sheneemar, Usfartem Lachem, Mimochorat HaShabbat. Moreover, Kabbalat HaTorah, the Gemara mentioned argument between Tanaim, when exactly this happened? Vav Besivan or Zayin Besivan, but everybody agree this happened when? In Shabbat. We arrive in Eretz Israel with Yehoshua bin Nun, and the first city what we take was Yericho, and this happened in Shabbat. Chazal says this to us in paragraph 4, Lefi Shaya Yom Shabbat, Oto Yom Shekavshu Et Yericho. And exactly how Shabbat Kodesh LaHashem, come Yehoshua and say also Yericho will come Kodesh LaHashem, and we're not allowed to take anything from Yericho. And exactly same when we arrive again in Eretz Israel in Ei Beiyar Tafshinchet, what is mean May 15, 1948, this happened exactly midnight of Friday night. This was a minute what we get independent, but you get permission from all the nation to return back to our state, and this happened in Shabbat. Is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us special gift in Shabbat, or the name of the day is Shabbat, if it's freedom, if it's Torah, if it's Eretz Israel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to have the knowledge to save this special gift. And this knowledge of Itbonenut take place in Shabbat more clearly what is take place in the middle of the week. Now, after we have the frame of the shiur, what is mean the key to save special gift is itbonenut. What exactly practically is mean itbonenut? Is we find very special pasuk in paragraph 5 before we leave Egypt. The Torah teaches us, ויאמר השם אל משה ואל אהרון בארץ מצרים לאמור, החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים, ראשון הוא לכם לחודשי השנה. This is the first month in the year. Comes the Ramban and ask, one minute, ניסן? This is the first month in the year. How can happen? We know תשרי, he is the first month. Comes the Ramban and say, what's the pasuk exactly say? החודש הזה לכם, for us, this is the first month. And the Ramban continue and teach us, we learn from this pasuk, we not allowed to give any name, we not allowed to give any name to any months. Only numbers, החודש הרביעי, החודש החמישי, החודש השביעי, etc., etc. Why? To all the time remember, when you mention any name, any number of months, this brings us back to the first month, Yitziat Mitzrayim. Exactly how we say every day in Shir Shel Yom, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, Chamishi B'Shabbat, etc. To remember the special day in the week, Shabbat. Exactly saying we have mitzvah, only numbers of every month. And this mitzvah and this rule take place until Churban Abayit. Until Churban Abayit, this is what happened. Immediately when we returned back after Galut Babel, 70 years in Babel, and we want to appreciate the miracle, what Hashem say to us, what He bring us back, we bring with us the name of the month, what we have. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, these names you can find in Megillat Esther, in the late Nevi'im, what stay with us when we return back to Eretz Israel after Galut Babel. But before, we find only numbers, not names. This is the rule, this is a mitzvah. This is what the Ramban come and teach us, and you can see everything inside in paragraph 6, if you would like to see this later. We find Shlomo HaMelech broke the rule. Shlomo HaMelech, when he decided to build Beit HaMikdash, he said to us in paragraph 7, "Vayi ב-80 שנה ו-400 שנה לצאת בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, בשנה הרביעית בחודש זיו הוא החודש השני למלוך שלמה על ישראל, ויבן הבית להשם. שלמה המלך decide to build בית המקדש in the second month. In our name, this is חודש אייר, what we start today. But שלמה המלך give special name to this month, זיו. Why? שלמה המלך broke the rule. If we have the rule not to give any name, only numbers, why he give name? Because שלמה המלך go to build בית המקדש. And this בית המקדש, what שלמה המלך go to build, he want to explain to us in one word what is the essence of this special building. Obviously, when we ask ourselves or anybody, what is בית המקדש? The answer what we get, place where people travel three times a year, שלוש רגלים בשנה. בית המקדש is a special place, what we bring קורבנות, we make תשובה in this place, this place what we get יראת שמיים, this place what we come together. We have many, many reasons, and every reason is right. But all this reason, including in one word, what is the essence of this place, and one word in Hebrew is Ziv. What is mean Ziv in Hebrew? Ziv is not only light. Ziv is light what come from the nature. This is mean Ziv. Light what come from the nature. What is mean? People travel to Beit HaMikdash. Young, olders, everybody. When they arrive to Beit HaMikdash, everyone clearly, black and white, see light come from the nature. What is mean? Rain outside. A lot of rain. The fire on the Mizbeach never stop. We not have ceiling above the Mizbeach, but the rain never stops the fire. Wind outside. A lot of wind. And the smoke what come out of the Mizbeach goes straight. Nothing can move this. So many meat in Beit HaMikdash and blood when we sacrifice the korbanot. We never see any fly in Beit HaMikdash. We never see any piece of meat what smell bad. And the Mishnah in Masechet Avot teach us in paragraph 12 all the 10 miracles what I mentioned, few of them now, what happened in Beit HaMikdash. What is mean? People travel to Beit HaMikdash, they really see normal place, but they see light what come from the nature. And the purpose is, you return back to your town, to your village, to your neighborhood, in any place. Remember, you also can see this in your daily life. Open your eyes. Have perspective of Hitbonenut. Combine details to big picture. You can see this also by you in your daily life. Our light of Hashem comes from the nature. And so interesting, what we say before, the day what we have this kind of knowledge of Hitbonenut is specifically when? In Shabbat. It's so interesting, in Beit HaMikdash, in Shabbat, the Levim accept the Shir of Mizmor, Shir Liyom HaShabbat, or they say twice, in Tamid Shel Shachar and also in Tamid Shel Ben HaArbaim, they have other Nigun, they have other Shir, when they bring Korban Musaf. And what special shir they have when the Kohanim bring Korban Musaf, the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah in paragraph 10 teach us, במוספי דשבתא, in the time when we bring Korban Musaf, מה היו אומרים? אמר רבנן ברבה, אמר רב, עזיב לך. Special Nigun, what the name of this Nigun is, Aziv Lach. What is mean? Tosfot on the spot explain what is mean Aziv Lach. We not have this in front of us, but in the Gemara beside we find what is mean Aziv Lach, and what the Gemara come and teach us is we take Shirat Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu Ha'ashamayim Vadabera, Tishmar Etzimrei Pi, etc. what you find in the close to the end of the Torah, and we divide this to different chapters, and the first word we take from every new chapter, make together these two words, Aziv Lach. A, Ha'azinu Ha'ashamayim Vadabera, Zayin, Zechor Yemot Olam, Binu Shnot Dor Vador, Yud, Vaya Reshit, ירכיבו על במותי ארץ, ו, ויה, ראשית לא, etc. is mean the special nigun, what the Nevi'im say in time of Korban Musaf is Shirat Ha'azinu, and the name of Shirat Ha'azinu is Aziv Lach. Why? Because Shirat Ha'azinu, including the Ramban, come and say, the less Ramban of the Torah, come and say, Shirat Ha'azinu, including all the past, all the present, all the future of our nation. And the Ramban come and say, if one of the goyim will rewrite Shirat Ha'azinu, he also believe him. Why? Because nothing is, when you look inside in Shirat Ha'azinu, and you know how to look inside, you see everything, past, present, and future, what belong to our nation. This means this represent light what come from the nature, day of Shabbat, and what kind of shir we say, Aziv Lach. And Ziv is mean light would come from the nature. Shlomo HaMelech really want for us to understand, yes, I broke the rule, I give name to the months what I start to build Bet HaMikdash, and everybody will ask why I do this, and the reason is because I really want everyone remember this word, Ziv. Ziv, this is the name of this month, what we stay now. Ziv, this is the essence of Jewish life. This is the essence of Bet HaMikdash. Ziv is mean to recognize and to see Hashem come from everything what we do. Bet HaMikdash help us a lot to have this kind of knowledge. And also, we can get this in our daily life, everyone in different time. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in these special months, what the name of this month is Ziv, and show us clearly his light. And if somebody never sees his light, you have major problem. Twice HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us his light in these special months. Hey Biyar and Kafchet Biyar. It's no question. Clearly what is mean, Masarta Rabim Biyad Me'atim. Clearly what kind of miracles, what everyone know and can say again and again, what happened in this two special time, A B'Iyar and Kafchet B'Iyar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to learn from this special light, what He show us in these days, what we need to do in the regular days. Also, to believe and to feel, yes, Hashem is with us. He walk with us end by end. We need only to open our eyes in the right way and we can more appreciate. And why is it important to appreciate this? Because in the moment when we appreciate this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us more. He show himself to us more and more. Because in the moment that somebody don't appreciate what we give him, why we will give him again? This exactly happened to us between people. Exactly same Hashem to us. The more we more appreciate, the more we more recognize, Hashem say you appreciate, you recognize, you deserve more and more and more. And to make this a little bit more deep and a little bit more clear, in A-B-E-R Tav Shinchet, Friday night, midnight, this is a moment when officially, as we mentioned before, we get the permission to return to our state. We wake up in the morning, Am Israel, people go to the shul, and the Kriya B'Torah, what we read in the Shabbos in Eretz Israel, was Parashat Kedoshim. You know, first in Parashat Kedoshim, obviously, the Torah say, Ki tavohu el haaretz, unetaatem kol etz. His pasuk, black and white, show us, this is our parasha, Ki tavohu el haaretz. But moreover, we mentioned many times in different shiurim, when you look every time in the Torah after you finish to read the parsha, you see small letters, and the small letters say how many psukim we have in every parsha, and some gematria what belong to the number of the psukim, and every time the challenge is to find how the gematria what Chazal say to us to remember belong to the parsha and belong to us. Is in Parashat Kedoshim, in paragraph 13, the first parasha b'Torah what we read in Eretz Israel after we get the permission to return back from the nations, we have 64 psukim. Samech Dalet psukim, you can see paragraph 13. And Chazal give us gematria about these psukim. First, gematria is Venoga, The Noga in Hebrew is mean light, very unique light. And the other gematria, what Chazal give us, is not something what we find in any book and we mention. This is what Chazal say to us. They say what relevant for us in paragraph 13, the gematria of the 64 psukim, what we have is Mei Zahav. Mei Zahav. What is mean Mei Zahav? Water from gold. We never see any water what is look gold. Water is water and gold is gold. Mei Zahav, this is name what take place in the Tanakh. Every time when Chazal decide to give us in the gematria of the number of the psukim name, the name come from the Tanakh. They never pick any other name. If they decide not to mention name, they decide what they decide, and our challenge to find how this connects to the parasha. But every time when they mention name, the name is from the Tanakh. And Mei Zahav take place in Parashat Vayishlach, when we talk about all the kings of Edom, and one of them is Paragraph 14, Baal Hanan ben Achbor. And after he died, who takes the leadership from Edom is Adar, and the city what he makes the capital is Pau, and his wife's name is Metbael, and she was the daughter of Matred and the daughter of Mei Zahav. His grandfather, from one side, from other side, one of them was, his name is Mei Zahav. Come Chazal and explain to us what is mean Mei Zahav, what kind of name is Mei Zahav. Chazal explained to us, somebody would have Elat Zahav, Elat gold, but the way how we deal with everything what he have, same with water. What is mean same with water? Ask anybody. You drink every day water. Who bring you this water? Who? From the river, from the spring, from the rain. Who? God. Kodesh Baruch. This is obviously. Or people say in other way, water, what I drink, come from the nature, from the teva. And Arizal say, Hateva, Begimatria, Elohim. You can't pick any word, Hateva, or directly the name of Hashem is saying. People understand this come from Hashem. This person has so much, Hashem bless him, and he feel about everything what he has, Hashem gives this to me. Nobody else. Not because I am special, not because I am smart, or I have knowledge and I make special deals. Hashem give me this. Kayam Chazal tells us, the number of the psukim in Parashat Kedoshim, Parasha, what we learn about Kitabo El Haaretz, the number of the psukim is 64. 64 begimatria Mei Zahav. Our state, Eretz Israel, this state, what the essence of this state is, Mei Zahav. This state with a lot gold, a lot potential. State what we get and what we find day after day, year after year, more and more blessing from Hashem. And we will find more and more with one condition. If all the time we will feel about everything what we have and what we get and what we find and what we will find in Eretz Israel is same with water. Come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember what Hashem said to us when we leave Egypt? I go to take you to special state. What is unique about your state? Hashem said to us clearly in Parashat Ekev, Lo ke'eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem ba. And what happened in Mitzrayim? V'ishkita beraglecha kegan hayarak. V'ishkita beraglecha is mean you need water? You make some canal, you make some tunnel, or you put some pipes from the river to your field, to your house. You never move your eyes up. You never look from anything what you can see above you. Everything is in front of you. V'ishkita beraglecha. Beraglecha is mean with your leg, with what you walk, what you build. You can get everything. But Eretz Israel, this is a special state. Lintar ha-shamayim tishtemayim. Lintar ha-shamayim, you will understand clearly how Hashem, He give everything. Mayim, tishte mayim, is not only rain. Everything what you will have is rain from Hashem, is blessing from Hashem. When we have this kind of feeling, The essence of Eretz Israel is Meizav. This is the first parsha, what we read when we get permission to arrive in Eretz Israel. After so many, many generations, what we stay in the Galut. When we have this kind of feeling of Meizav, we get more and more and more Zav. And obviously, it's so interesting what we celebrate now 64 years to our independent state. This Yom HaAtzmaut is 64 years, what is also including in the number of the psukim of the first parasha, what we read, and also in the gematria of this psukim, Meizav. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. And from this reason, Sfirat HaOmer, every year, ABER, is the 20 days of Sfirat HaOmer. 20 days of Sfirat HaOmer, when you say every day Sfirat HaOmer from the Sidur, or from any list that you put on your refrigerator, not to remember exactly the day, to say, you see small letter beside every day. And there's a small letter, and one side is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and obviously we leave this in the side, we understand it's something Kabbalah, we don't deal with this. If we get some explanation, what we understand, good, if not, it's also good. This is in the left side. In the right side, we also find small letters. And this for sure we don't understand what this means. This is not Yesod, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, what sometimes we find this through the ear. We find letters, for example, in Yom HaAtzmaut is not in front of us. This is in the other side, other spatial page, what we have. Forget to put this inside. In paragraph 18, you see in the day of Srim Yom LaOmer, Shem Shnei Shavuot Veshisha Yamin, you see in the right side, Arachaman, obviously to say Arachaman, we are zir lanu tavodat bet hamikdash, and also ismechu veshamrem. What does mean ismechu veshamrem? When you look in the Siddur about Sfirat HaOmer, every single day when you finish to say Sfirat HaOmer, if you have time, also we say Lamnatzeach benginot mizmor shir, Elokim yichonenu yivarchenu, etc., etc., and also we say Ana bekoach gedulat yimincha atatir tzeruah. And every night we take one word from Lamnatzeach benginot, and one word from Ana bekoach. And these two words belong to this special day. And obviously, for sure, this is something that above us many times we don't understand the connection. But about ABER, the 20 day of Sfirat HaOmer, it's very easy to understand what it means. The two words what we pick, one from Lamnatzeach Benginot, one from Ana Bekoach, is Ismechu veShamrem. And one end, special day of celebration, to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to us for many, 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 many reasons, but also in the same time to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu knowledge, Shamrem, give me the knowledge to save this. Mi chacham v'yishmor ele v'yitbonenu chasdei Hashem, to save the gift, not to lose. We see what happened after Six Day War, what kind of state we have, and we see what happened 30, 40 years after. How the state come small and more small. What does it mean? Because what? What's the reason? We not have enough knowledge how to save this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us, when we ask about this, we can get this back, not only this, all Eretz Yisrael. And this is what Chazal come and teach us. Ismechu, and also what? Veshamrem. And we explain about this also in paragraph 16, the Torah tells us, when Moshe Rabbeinu sends the leaders to check Eretz Israel, he asks them to check Ma'aretz, Hashmenai, Imraza, Ayesh Ba'etz, Imayin, what kind of state is, from economy aspect, V'itchazakten, V'itchazakten, U'lekachtem Mipri Ha'aretz. What does mean V'itchazakten? U'lekachtem Mipri Ha'aretz, bring a little bit food to show to people. What does mean V'itchazakten? Is Chazal come and teach us also in the other separate page in 16a, in other second page separately in 16a, Chazal say v'itchazaktem melamed sheyesh eretz shetzarich chizuk. One state in the world need chizuk all the time. This is Eretz Israel. Why need chizuk? Because on one hand we can see so many miracles and we can get so much from Hashem from many aspects, and this can bring people to feel, because I am smart, because this is my knowledge, because I know how to use everything in the right way. No, no, v'itchazakten. You succeed, for sure we put effort. But Hashem give us special siyata dishmaya, because we deserve this. This we can get only in Eretz Israel. Look the south of Eretz Israel. What, thousand, almost thousand years, nobody can plow and plant anything in this place. Also in the last 50 years, nobody can do. When we arrive and we start to plow and plant, Eretz Israel talk to us, only to us, not to anybody else. Look, the gas, the oil, and the high-tech, and everything else that we find in Eretz Israel, because Chazal tells us in paragraph 17, וזהב הארץ היא טוב מלמד שאין תורה כתורת ארץ ישראל ולא חוכמה כחוכמת ארץ ישראל. אין תורה כתורת ארץ ישראל, and also not חוכמה כחוכמת ארץ ישראל. This is only unique and only special what we have. Nobody else have this in the way how we get this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to look of this, we need to recognize this, to appreciate this, in this way we can get more and more. And if we do this in the right way, it means we need to combine how much we can. Torah, mitzvot, emunah, to everything what we do. And thank God it's growing and growing year by year, week by week, by all Klal Israel in Eretz Israel. Never before so much emunah, so much ira from Hashem, so much people interesting about this mitzvah, other mitzvah. This is the key. Because Chazal come and tells us, Or HaChaim HaKadosh explained to us about Eretz Israel in paragraph 19. Ve'aretz te'azev mihem ve'tiretz et shaptoteha be'ashema mihem. Eretz Israel will stay empty. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick us, Am Israel, from Eretz Israel. והם ירצו את אבונם, and they will pay of the sins what they do, יען וביען משפטים העשו, ואת חוקותיי גאלה נפשם. Is one of the psukim, difficult psukim in the תוכחה, in פרשת בחוקותיי, הקדוש ברוך הוא say, I go to kick Am Israel from Eretz Israel. כמה אורחיים הקדוש and ask, Okay, Am Israel make something bad. Am Israel make many, many sins. Am Israel deserve punish. Good. But why outside from Eretz Israel? Why Eretz Israel also need to get punished? If Eretz Israel is empty, if we not stay in Eretz Israel, who take Eretz Israel? Other nations. Arelim, Shualim. Is why Eretz Israel need to get punished. Am Israel makes mistakes. They need to pay off the mistake. Fine. In Eretz Israel. But why to kick us out? Look, Or HaChaim HaKadosh in paragraph 20. Third line from the beginning of paragraph 20. Pirush. Ashaela hi. She'im Yisrael chatu. Eretz Israel. Eretz ma chata she'avda. Why Eretz Israel need to get punished? She'aya lo lebaal adin li'ipara mihem. Ve'lo ticharev ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Need to punish the people, but not to destroy the state, Eretz Israel. וחורבתה היא ביציאה בניה, ביציאת בניה מתוכה. The children leave Eretz Israel, ויבואו בה ערל ותמה, שהוא אובדן הארץ. Is why Hashem punish the state? כמה אורחיים הקדוש and say, ויען Hashem על עוזבם את תורתי הרי, שיציאת ישראל מארץ ישראל, היא לסיבת מניעת התורה. כי לצד שאין תורה, אין חשק לארץ בישיבתם בה. If you not combine תורה, מצוות, is ארץ ישראל really don't like, we will stay in ארץ ישראל. Unbelievable what חזל come and say to us. כי לצד שאין תורה, אין חשק לארץ בישיבתם בה. And to expand this a little bit more clear, twice, In all the Tanakh, we find the word Morasha. One, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha, Kehilat Yaakov. Torah is Morasha. And other time, when we find the word Morasha in paragraph 24, we find about Leshanot Shel Geula, what he mentioned in Pesach, Vohoceti, Vehitzalti, Vegaalti, Velakachti, and Pasuk Chet, והבאתי אתכם אל הארץ אשר נשאתי את ידי לתת אותה לאברהם, ליצחק וליעקב ונתתי אותה לכם מורשה אני השם. It's twice we find מורשה about the Torah and about Eretz Yisrael. This is what Baal HaTur says in paragraph 23, Morasha Bet Bamesora, only twice in our Mesora. First, Morasha Kilat Yaakov, and also Benatati Ota Lachem, Morasha. How we explain the word Morasha is very, very interesting explanation. Not what we say all the time. What the Yerushalmi explained. Morasha is mean confuse. The explanation of the word Morasha is mean confuse. Look in Yerushalmi, paragraph 21. Rav Hoshaya, kol makom sheneemar Morasha, lashon ti'a, atibon. This is obviously a difficult language, but the explanation of these two words, di'a, atibon, you look in the separate page in 21a, the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi explain, Amar Rav Hoshaya, read only a few lines, Ailishna de Morasha u Nisfeika, de kol makom sheneemar Morasha, lashon di'a. U is mean lashon ke'e, please put line, Vesafek. Come the Yerushalmi and explain 1 minute. Torah is something what is confused. Torah is clear. How we can say about the Torah, this is something what is not clear. Is the Yerushalmi explain in the last two lines in paragraph 21a what we have in the separate page? You see in the last two lines, he say, Batchila. I read in the middle of the last two lines, Batchila. כשבא להתעסק וללמוד בתורה, כמה וכמה ספקות יבואו לו. ואין מבין על בוריה. When we come to learn Torah, we have many questions. First, we don't understand what we read. We don't understand what they say. After we understand, we still have questions. It's not right. It's right. How we can say this? But, אחר שהוא יגיע הרבה בה, after we steig, after we put a lot of effort, הוא מוציא את כולה, הוא מוצא את כולה עם טעמה ונימוקיה. After this, everything comes so clear. Exactly same ארץ ישראל. A lot of people have many questions about ארץ ישראל. Belong to who? I belong to when? And etc. Also sometimes may confuse. But after we understand what is mean ארץ ישראל from the inside perspective, there's no question. We believe about what we do. We sure what we do is right and how we do. And this emunah give us the motivation to do the right thing. And it's so interesting how the Sfat Emet, Sfat Emet in paragraph 25 teach us on the Posuk, when we divide Eretz Israel to all the Shvatim, the Posuk say, Zot Haaretz Asher Tipol Lachem Benachala. Come the Sfat Emet and ask 1 minute, זאת הארץ אשר טיפול, what do you mean טיפול? פול? זאת הארץ אשר ייתן לכם בנחלה, זאת הארץ אשר תקבלו בנחלה. טיפול? How we can use this kind of word? Specifically, when the פסוק say, והארץ לעולם עומדת. One פסוק say, והארץ לעולם עומדת. ארץ ישראל, the word still stay, exists. Haaretz le'olam omedet. How as a posuk come say, Haaretz asher tipol lachem lenachala. Come the Sfat Emet and say, so nice. He mentioned Chazal, Midrash, who teach us. Part of the Midrash we know by heart, and this is, we know we have Yerushalayim shel Mata, and also what we have Yerushalayim shel Mala. One similar to the other. The Midrash also say we have Eretz Yisrael shel Mata and also Eretz Yisrael shel Mala. Eretz Yisrael shel Mala. In the moment when we arrive in Eretz Yisrael shel Mata, Hashem step by step give us Eretz Yisrael shel Mala. It means he give us special Siyata Dishmaya. He give us something what in any other nation we never cannot see. Look only the economy crisis. What going in Europe? What going in America? And look in other end, what's going in Eretz Israel? People not understand how it's work. Look what's going today in Spain. Thank God. It will come more and more wars in Spain. Why? What they do to us 100 years ago? What they do to the Jewish nation? The Inquisition, Giru Sfarad. Kodesh Baruch Hu pays them. He paid to any nation in his time, on any side. But in the meantime, what happened to us from this aspect? Look how the economy. Look everything we're doing. Every day we find more oil, we find more gas, we find something else. And all the high tech what we have all over the world. Many chips they find where they get, we develop where in Eretz Israel. Microsoft understand they need to open something in Eretz Israel. Everyone, why? This is Zahav Haaretz Ha'itov. Eretz Israel is Eretz of Zahav. This is a real, real gold what Hashem gave to us, what we need to feel all the time. Meizav. Meizav is means same our water come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything what we have come from Hashem, to appreciate. And when in the moment when we have this kind of feeling, we get more. Everyone can get more in his daily life, and anyone can get more part of Klal Yisrael. This is what Chazal want for us to understand. And if you take this one more step, so interesting. In paragraph 26, the pasuk saying Dvarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Ei Ve'viacha Hashem Elokecha El Haaretz Asher Yarshu Avotecha. Hashem will bring you back to the state what your grandparents get. Ve'irishta, and you will live and you build in this state. Ve'itivcha Ve'irbecha Me'avotecha Ve'itivcha Ve'irbecha Me'avotecha. What is mean? He will give you a land. Me'avotecha is Chazal explained to us in Yerushalmi in paragraph 27 in the last page. Me'avotecha Avotecha Af al pi shenigalu Chazru Venishtabdu. Yes? We return back to Eretz Israel after Galut Bovel. How many years we spend in Eretz Israel? More, a little bit more for 400 years. And what happened after? Again, Galut, second Beit HaMikdash destroyed. Venishtabdu. Aval, not Avad, Aval, Atem, Mishatem Nigalim. Mishatem Nigalim is a mistake how we write this. Mishatem Nigalim, Od, and Atem Mishtabdim. Mishatem Nigalim. Od en atem mishtabdim. Because Baruch Hu come and say to us, Yerushalmi mentions this in Masechet Shvi'it. When I will bring you back, when this will happen, this will come one way ticket. En atem mishtabdim. And this start in ABR Tav Shinchet. And this pasuk in Perek Lamed, pasuk, what we read, Perek Lamed, pasuk A. This pasuk in the Torah, what his number is 5,708. 5,708, this is mean Ei Alafim Tav Shin Chet, the year when we get permission to arrive back in our state. This number of the Pasuk, 5,708. What kind of Pasuk is 500? Because we in the Elef HaChamishi obviously, and Tav Shin Chet, Tav is 400, Shin is 300, Chet is 8. This is the year what we get permission to arrive back. And what's supposed to come and say to us? Ve'eviyacha Hashem Elokecha el haaretz asher yarshu avotecha. I will bring you back ve'irishta ve'itivcha ve'irbecha me'avotecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us every time he give us clips about big things what's going to happen. I'll give you another example. Last year the fight in Metzada, few seed from somebody of the soldier what eat, and he kicks the seed, almost 2,000 years seed in the ground. What you do with this? They take this to Weizmann Institute, and in all the technique what we have today, this start to growing now, and we see green tree. The records really don't know what kind of fruit this tree will do, because it's different from other trees what they know. But what is mean? You take seed what stay in the ground almost 2,000 years, and the technique what we have today, this now start to growing, and you can see this in YouTube, it's no problem. Unbelievable. When I see this, when somebody sends this to me, my first reaction is, what has come to teach me? Not only to say wow, this is clip. If this what we can make, no, what is trias amazing? Because Baruch also can take a little bit bone from everyone and bring life back to this. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu show to our generation. I'm here, so close, very easy to have perspective of itbonenut. Very easy to recognize I am around you. Open your eyes. Have right perspective. After this, leave everything for me. I will do this for you. But watch me in the right way. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I am so close to you. More from any other time in the history after Churban HaBayit. More from any other time, day by day. And when we have this with us, and we take this, then one end is mamash days of appreciation, of ismechu. But in other end, we need our challenges, shamrem, to know, mi chacham v'yishmor ele, v'yitbonenu chasdei Hashem. If we take this kind of perspective, and we combine everything what we do, with a little bit more Torah, a little bit more mitzvot, everyone in his level, and everyone has this. Everyone, everything, not we. Also, people look far away from Yiddishkeit. Everyone, everything, different levels, different places. When we take this and we understand, this is the key. And in this way, we can continue from the state what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us to Yerushalayim Nircha Berachamim Tashuv V'tishkon Betocha Kaasher Dibarta. And this brings us immediately to the other special day, Kafchet Beiyar, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us his light, his light again come from the nature, and this come clear also for people who stay far away from Yiddishkeit across the world. Nobody believes this can happen, and not we not have another hour to explain the unique about this special day. But when we'll take this aspect with many other what everyone have is B'siyata Dishmaya, we will zoche in this year ki ayin be'ayin iru b'shuv Hashem Tzion, and we zoche to geula shlema and siyata dishmaya and binyan abayit and binyan eretz Yisrael and itkayem banu ufaratzta yama v'kedma tzafona v'negba v'nivrechu b'cha kol mishpechot ha'adama u'bezarecha. Thank you very much.